Hey, Trail Riders, welcome back to the Daily Ride. Hope you guys are doing well. Today, the scriptures that get us through the Bible in a year for the morning is Genesis 24 and Matthew 23. Evening time is Nehemiah 13 and Acts 23. Mark my word, passages for today is Matthew 14, 22 through 33 and Matthew 19, 26. Today, we're going to be talking about miracle conditions. Our focal passage today is going to come from Matthew 19, 26, which says, "But Jesus looked at them and said to them, 'With men this is impossible, but with God all things are possible.'" In Matthew 14, we read about a wonderful miracle, which helps us to understand how miracles happen. First, understand that the miracle conditions began while Peter was still in the boat. Suddenly, he became different. One minute, panicking, his hair standing on end. The next minute, daring to do what no mere man had ever done. This passage happens to be one of my very favorite stories in all the Bible. We're going to be looking at the story that comes from Matthew chapter 14, verses 26 through 28, is where part of this is found. Suddenly he became different, and one minute he was panicking. Again, I'm going to share with you, as his hair was standing on end, the next minute he was daring to do what no mere man had ever done. And this is exactly what happened when Peter stepped out of the boat, trusting Jesus. And when the disciples saw him walking on the sea, they were troubled and said, "It's a ghost." And they cried out with fear. But immediately Jesus spoke to them and said, "Be of good cheer, it is I, do not be afraid." And Peter answered him and said, "Lord, if it is you, command me to come to you on the water." Peter found things different when he exercised his faith. Some people simply accept things as they are and do nothing at all about it. But we know when Christ comes into a situation, then the situation can be changed. So he said, "Come." And when Peter had come out of the boat, he walked on water to go to Jesus. But when they saw the wind was boisterous and that he was afraid, he began to sink and he cried out, "Lord, save me." And immediately Jesus stretched out his hand and caught him and said, "O ye of little faith, why did you doubt?" And when they got back into the boat, the wind ceased, and those who were in the boat came and worshipped him, saying, "Truly, you are the Son of God." We see these in verses 29 through 33. If you look carefully at this story, we will see an even greater than Peter's circumstances changing. The water was exactly the same, but Peter had changed. He fixed it, had his eyes, with his eyes fixed on Jesus, the sea billows, the storm, the rolling of the sea still rolled, but Peter walked out over the top of them. Jesus saves us, our household, and the things around us. Miracles begin within you and then affect your surroundings. The sea threatened Peter, opening its foaming mouth to swallow him. But Peter made it an open pathway when Jesus called him to come out of the boat. Listen for that voice in your heart today. If you hear him calling you to do something, then step out of your boat in trust and move towards Jesus. You can because the path has been clear for your journey. Our daily fire thought for today is, I choose to change, to line up with God and His Word and see miracles happen in my life. God bless you guys. I hope you'll continue to follow me here on the Daily Ride, and I'll see you on the next Trail Ride.